Once again, the protesters take to the streets of Khartoum. The city has been at the center of pro-democracy demonstrations since the uprising that overthrew former leader Omar el-Bashir. The formation of a new sovereign council described as an extension of the military's takeover. And in the United Nations, the office of the Secretary General was quick to react.
We're obviously taking a look at these developments. I would say they're very concerning. We want to see a return to the transition as quickly as possible.
The transition government was intended to guide the country towards democratic elections in 2023. It was disbanded by military leaders last month, the prime minister placed under house arrest, and a number of political figures imprisoned. The Security Council held a hastily arranged meeting to discuss the crisis. No statement was issued by the council as a whole. The UK is the penholder, which means it takes the lead on the issue, and the ambassador had this to say.
We remain gravely concerned by reports of further unilateral action by the military, which is against the spirit and the letter of the constitutional declaration. We had a very helpful briefing from the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Volker Perthes, who was very frank in his assessment that the window now is closing for dialogue and for peaceful resolution.
The protests in Khartoum could also have been intended to spur international reaction, but for the moment, the Security Council is weighing what its next action will be. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, United Nations.